Thank you. Lord of all power and might, who art the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of thy name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of thy great mercy keep us in the same through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Our confessional reading this morning from the chief articles of the faith of the Augsburg Confession, Article 28 of Ecclesiastical Power. Of this kind is the observance of the Lord's Day, Easter, Pentecost, and like holy days and rites. For those who judge that by the authority of the Church, the observance of the Lord's Day instead of the Sabbath day was ordained as a thing necessary, do greatly error. Scripture has abrogated the Sabbath day, for it teaches that since the gospel has been revealed, all the ceremonies of Moses can be omitted, and yet, because it was necessary to appoint a certain day that people might know when they ought to come together, it appears that the Church designated the Lord's Day for this purpose, and this day seems to have been chosen all the more for this additional reason, that men might have an example of Christian liberty, and might know that the keeping neither of the Sabbath nor of any other day is necessary. So far, our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, reading from verse 1 through verse 17. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likenesses of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that shall take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor any thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Our epistle reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Rome, chapter 6, reading from verse 3 through verse 11. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our epistle reading. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence, till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. So far our reading of the gospel. We join in confessing our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe among the holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Morning is the epistle reading from Paul's letters of the Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 through 11. I would like to call your attention at this time to verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Please be seated. We begin with a rhetorical question. Don't you know? He says. As many as of us who were baptized into his death. Baptized into Christ's death. For him, of course, there would be no death if it weren't for our sin. And for us, there would be no life if it weren't for his death. His death is the death we earn as the wages of our sin, as Paul calls it. But if we are baptized into his death, so too we will be like him in his resurrection. We are, Paul says, no longer slaves to sin. We were buried with him through death, through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Our hope is in the resurrection to eternal life. It is ours now, fully, completely, but not by experience. Theologians tend to call that the now, but not yet. Last week, we heard the Apostle Peter put it this way. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now ours now, but not our full and complete experience until our resurrection from the dead. Paul himself, encouraging us to walk in newness of life, as he does here, in the next chapter of his letter to the Romans, speaking personally about himself, says,
I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. He struggles in my flesh. Our bodies are yet mortal, dying, decaying, sinful. But Paul's not speaking here just about his body when he says, in my flesh. What he means there is my entire being as I am born, sinful descendant of Adam, born in rebellion. In my flesh, nothing good dwells. My sinful nature as I was born. But don't you know that those of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? What does such baptizing with water signify, says Luther? It signifies that the old Adam in us, that flesh that Paul spoke of, should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts. And also it shows that a new man should daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. In baptism, that struggle begins. In baptism, the individual is touched by the water with God's word, and the Holy Spirit begins that struggle in his life. Peter, in his first letter, speaks of baptism as that which now saves us. It's personal. I was baptized. I was touched. Christ's death and resurrection are history. They're a couple millennia ago. But my baptism is now. It's not that I was baptized, although I was. It's that I am baptized. When conscience troubles me, when in the dark of night some sins of the day just gone, or some dark, ugly sins of my past come roiling up to challenge my faith, what is my assurance that forgiveness is mine? Luther, in his small catechism, reminds us of that assurance when he says, in his discussion on baptism, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For a long time in the history of the Christian church, in the order of baptism, one of the first things that went on was the sign of the Holy Cross was made above the forehead and above the heart. For you and me. Luther, in his morning prayer, says, when you get out of bed, and I'm quoting a translation direct from what he wrote in his German catechism, when you get out of bed, bless yourself with the Holy Cross. And then go on with this prayer. I find that to me, and you may or may not, this isn't a law or a commandment. It's an offering what I personally find a blessing when I touch myself with the sign of the Holy Cross. It reminds me that I was touched by the water of baptism. My baptism is now. I am baptized. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. It's now, but it's not yet. As Peter said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased by thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink
of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
That we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God, one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and in unity in substance, of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God, God, Son.
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, for the remission of sins. This do as often as you receive it, in memory of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you, steadfast in the true faith and the life everlasting. Go in peace.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death.
This is the true blood
for your sin.
Take and eat. Body of Christ, given for you. The peace of the Lord be with you always. This is the true body, the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
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 And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
Any announcements this morning? Yes.
Council meeting right after church.
Voters meeting right after church.
Council
meeting right after church. Anything else? Anyone?
Yep.
Yes, David.
I got the newsletter here. I haven't tried to fill it away yet. The pre-call surveys, we went through them. They were sent off to the North District, so we're working on that. The Pastor Coop is our visiting circuit pastor. He has 4 nominations for us and a couple more have come in. And if anybody else has nominations, we have nomination forms in the back of the church here. And you can drop them into the survey box that we use for the pre-surveys. Today 2 to 4 at St. John's in Lutheran in Aiken is a retirement party for Pastor Beck, who is retired. And on the 19th, Friday the 19th of July at 1 p.m., there's a committal service for David Everson. David Everson was a former member here. He was an Air Force pilot during the Vietnam War and spent 6 years in a POW camp. So that'll be it. He'll be buried at Lakeview Cemetery in Aiken. That's on this side of Aiken. And there'll be a color guard and a flyover that day. So.
Date and time again, dude.
Date and time. Friday, July 19th, 1 o'clock.
Anything else? I understand there's some goodies downstairs. So we'll join together in the common table prayer. Come.
Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed.